This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the Jack and Spike Show.
Welcome back to the Jack and Spike Show. Hunter Biden declares war on Fox News with threats of imminent lawsuit over the pictures from his laptop. I think it's important to go over this story again because hacked material, sending that out to people is indeed a crime in many states. Former Biden chief of staff says it's no big deal. We don't need a strategy needed for beating Donald Trump. He's busy taking himself down every day. That's wrong. That's incorrect. And I can see why you're the former chief of staff.
Well put.
And we're also going to get into polling information because it's not what the polls say. It's what they don't say. That's the most important thing to look into. So Hunter Biden has decided that he's going to threaten Fox News with a defamation lawsuit.
Yep.
Over the images that were taken from his laptop. Now, you guys all might be saying, ha, what, how could you possibly, what's the legalese behind that, Hunter? Smoking too much crack there, Hunter Biden?
Not a flattering shot of you in your underwear?
Exactly.
With that prostitute?
Yeah, exactly. So the way that this works basically breaks down like this. For people who know about the Hunter Biden laptop story, I often hear people get it wrong, so I just have my notes in front of me so that we can go over this one more time. In October 2020, a laptop was released by a gentleman whose name is John Paul Mac Isaac, which is a beautiful name of one of the Isley brothers, right?
The lost Isley brother who got into computer repair because he couldn't carry a tune.
So the thing about John Paul Mac Isaac is that he has stated that he is legally blind and could not declare whether or not Hunter Biden actually gave him the laptop or not. So obviously a man with a very thick Russian accent. Hello.
Perhaps you know my dead president. He busy. Could you help with laptop? I have special pictures for dad's graduation party. I'm going to need your help.
So the laptop had water damage in it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the issues is that this was in the fine state of Delaware. Now, in Delaware, they have very strict laws as to when an item, specifically a computer, is deemed to be given up.
Abandoned.
Yep. It's 90 days. Mr. Isaac decided to go through that laptop after 30 days. Why? I don't know. Maybe he's an insane person. He is legally blind. Maybe he can't read the law.
What else do he have to do?
So then, as soon as he sees the photos of Hunter Biden, you know, being naked and smoking crack, he decides that he is going to take this laptop not to the FBI.
Not to Delaware State Patrol.
Not to Delaware State Patrol. He doesn't even file a police report for abandoned property, which he is legally mandated to do. He takes it to Rudy Giuliani, and then that information is put onto several hard drives, which is then disseminated out to the media. Now, there's been a lot of forensic basically going over. I don't want to use too much technical jargon here, but they looked at the – okay, so every device has an individual line of code – or an address so that people know that that's that particular laptop. That device.
Yeah.
Every phone, every laptop, every computer, every router, whatever it is. 30% of the data that was found on that laptop did not originate from that laptop, meaning that somebody took it from other sources and then put it onto that laptop.
Wow.
Now, you might say, well, that doesn't sound so suspicious. I take things off of my phone. I put them onto my laptop all the time. The IP addresses of the information that was put onto that laptop, Hunter Biden does not own any of those. So that's what makes it suspicious. And that's why Twitter didn't want to put up the New York Post story. It was incredibly suspicious. It was hacked material. And moreover, it was this fun little thing in the United States we call illegal to release that information. Despite the fact that, an analysis concluded that the clean data included over 120,000 emails originated with Hunter Biden had not been altered. That's just the material that had, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's an additional 22,000 emails that cannot be traced back to that computer. That's a real issue when we're trying to think whether or not this is Russian disinformation or not.
Right.
And you can say what you want to say about it, but in my mind, as just a nuanced thinker, that's pretty suspicious. Legally blind, random guy in Delaware, water-damaged laptop that after 30 days he decides he's going to go through and then not file a police report about the illegal activity on it, which he's legally mandated to do, and then send it to Rudy Giuliani.
Because he's a patriot and wants to get this information out to somebody who cares.
Because he's a real patriot, right?
Yeah, this is an era when Director Ray, Chris Ray of the FBI, his warning that the Russian disinformation activity isn't just in America. It's in an election in France. It's in an election in Germany. Russian disinformation is a Russian electronic terrorism tactic against different elections across the globe, especially ours.
Right.
So they sit on this story out of caution. And then next thing you know, we've got, Hunter Biden on Fox News, every channel or every show. Part of this lawsuit is they're going after Fox for using the photos that they got illegally, first and foremost.
Right.
They want them to put in editorial notes on all their stories about how their key witness, that Smirnoff guy, was arrested for making up the entire story about the Biden bribes and lying to the FBI on his 1023 form. Well, they want that included in all Fox coverage moving forward.
Yeah, and I think that that's fair. The thing that gets me about this story, though, about Mac Isaac, is that a lot of people say, well, he did take it to the FBI, right? Which is it was a common thing that I see. Well, he did take it to the FBI. So he gets it in April, and then by June, he takes it to Giuliani, and then by December, it was seized by the FBI.
That's different. that's not what
right,
I heard.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, the amount of disinformation about this is crazy. I feel bad for Hunter Biden. It's in as so far as that his right to privacy was violated by Mr. Isaac. And I have no sympathy for a man who decides to violate state law in order to go through material that he had no business going through.
And he wants to stop the 6-part trial of Hunter Biden series.
Right, yeah.
Fox has scheduled to come up,
right,
where they just drive a bus over this guy's image and name and thus his dad's.
Well, I mean, Hunter Biden is a degenerate. He was a degenerate. And I say this as someone who was formerly a drug addict. I've got lots of footage of me when I was a drug addict. It's very unpleasant to look at, but I still have it when you're a drug addict at a certain point in state, just like a certain stage of drug addiction.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Jeff Goldblum in The Fly.
You don't care. You start
categorizing yourself.
Ugh, cataloging.
Just completely blown out of your mind on drugs. You just start filming yourself. It's really weird, but I did it. It's kind of a form of drug psychosis.
Okay.
I would feel horrible if that got out and then I had been sober for a number of years, which I have been. But that then gets out and then people judge me on my behavior 10 years ago.
Right.
That would be horrible. So I can see why he's doing this. I can see. And quite frankly, in the interest of privacy and in the interest of just maintaining our rights as citizens, I hope he wins. I hope he takes it all the way to court, and I hope he wins. Not so much that I like Hunter Biden or the Bidens, but because I want to respect everybody's right to privacy, even if they take their laptop to a legally blind man in Delaware.
If he was Hunter Jones and had no connection to politics, they wouldn't be doing all this
right,
to him.
That's, yeah.
What's their reasoning? It's easy to figure out.
Former Biden chief of staff says that Biden does not need a big strategy needed for Donald Trump, that he's busy taking himself down every single day. This is wrong claim. This is totally wrong. Biden does need a strategy, and his strategy has to be what he has been doing, which is making fun of the fact that he's very, very old.
Mm-hmm.
He has to kind of engage with that meme. And he has to do the thing where he laughs at himself. For instance, in that teleprompter video when he was laughing at himself for reading the teleprompter wrong.
Yeah, pause. Right. I said pause.
Right. He's got to embrace the fact that he's kind of an old, surly kind of a guy. And he's going to make Laura over there sipping tea. Laura, why?
She is piping hot.
What do you think as a young voter?
As a young voter?
Yeah.
Oh, no pressure. I've tried to vote in every election.
Right. But when you think about Biden, he doesn't tick all the boxes that a young liberal producer might
like to see.
No.
Might like to see. No.
No, he does not. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to vote or I'm going to abstain from the system entirely.
Do you think Biden needs a strategy to tell you all the things he's accomplished, to lean into the fact that, yes, I'm maybe too old for the job, I'm an old guy? Or does he need to just sit back and let Trump self-destruct like Ron Klain's putting out there?
Well, I feel like we elected Biden the first time because he was America's grandpa,
right? Creepy old grandpa, right? Creepy, weirdo old grandpa smelling hair and whatnot, whispering in girls' ears. Yeah.
Smells aside. it seemed like he would be a more stable choice in the midst of the pandemic.
True.
Like, maybe let's not do this risk-taking, punchy Trump thing
right.
anymore.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
right now we're all locked in our houses. And
be nice to get back to normal.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. He had a good campaign strategy was, I will get us back to normal. You know?
I was thinking about the difference between Biden's lies and Trump's lies, because textually they're very different. They're very weirdly because Trump doesn't lie about his life. He lies about things and accomplishments and news, basically.
Okay.
Biden lies about his life in a very bizarre way that is uncomfortable.
In which regard? You mean like when he talks about things that really didn't happen? His grandfather, his uncle wasn't eaten by cannibals, that kind of stuff?
Well, okay, there is no evidence that he was ever arrested for violating his civil rights
or for protesting. Yeah, he said hit that again last weekend.
There's
yeah.
no evidence that he ever saw in 1952 two gay men walking down the street holding hands.
You've been to Rehoboth, Delaware? it's highly... Rehoboth is a wonderfully accepting community for the gay community. Really is.
Right. There's no evidence that he ever right. had a friend named Corn Pop from the streets. That yeah. person has never come forward.
He's
to my knowledge.
He's a tall tales
popcorn.
Kind of guy,
right?
Yeah.
Popcorn.
Yeah. Right? What was it? Was it corn?
Popcorn.
Popcorn? Okay,
not
yeah.
Corn Pop? Is he messed it
That's
up?
That's what he got wrong, yeah.
So it's the lies are very weird, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm an awful liar. I'm really bad at it. And so when I look at that with the amount of confidence that I see these two boomers and their lying, the only thing that I'm thinking about is the question always pops up is why? Why lie?
Yeah.
Why make stuff up about what your studies into COVID or whatever, and then simultaneously your experience with, I don't know, civil rights leaders back in the day? It doesn't yeah. make a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I can only imagine, and it won't have to imagine much longer, but there's a moment in your old age where you start conflating your memories between what actually happened to you or stories that you heard or things you saw on the news.
Okay.
Right? And I think Biden is there
okay.
in his misremembering things and his attempt to be folksy.
They're both old, and I think we forget how easy it is now to reference things via the internet. Like, we can fact check whatever
yeah.
anyone says. But when Biden was first a politician, like, we didn't really have that system in place of
right.
people on Twitter being like, no, that was actually 1973
fact-checking
and it was actually
people,
this
yeah.
different person. Yeah.
So Biden, I think, might be suffering from something that's called cryptonesia.
What is this?
It's where somebody else tells you a story and then you like that story, and over time you begin to tell it as if you experienced it.
Absolutely true.
And
yeah.
then over time your brain literally tricks itself into believing that it's your story.
Absolutely. That's why eyewitness testimony in trials is the least dependable
right.
testimony there is. Memories, that's how memories work.
Right. And then the other thing I think that Trump suffers from is he's a pathological liar. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense what the lies that he says. They're completely unnecessary when it comes to literally anything. You do not need to lie about these things. There is no reason to do so. So, again, it'll be interesting to see how this unfolds. But Biden's strategy should be a little bit more of leaning into the I'm old thing. Trump maintains a lead over Biden in a 2024 matchup as views on their presidencies diverge. This is a CNN poll, so obviously it's complete and total trash. Fake news, what? I say. Well, Trump said it first, man. I'm just following his lead.
Yeah, yeah.
So the problem with these polls is when you look at the way that they're sourced, who sources them, generally you're looking at anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000 people. Generally, they're polled on the phone, or it's like an email or mm-hmm. a text chain or something like that. And generally, the only people who engage with those kinds of things are people who are really passionate about politics.
Yes.
Which is why the way that I look at polls is not with diehards. It's not with partisans. It's with independents. And that's how you can kind of get a sense as to how the election is going to go, being that the precedent that we have is that in 2016, independents voted for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton at a span of about 3 to 4 to 1.
Wow.
Which is pretty big. And then they flipped for Biden in 2020. And now what you see, and those are the people who determine those really close, you know, 500,000 votes.
Races from state to state. Yeah, absolutely.
Those are the people who make the difference there. It's not partisans. It's not Republicans. It's not Democrats. It's all independents. When you look at the most recent poll with independents and Donald Trump, it's looking really bad for him. And so when you're looking at these swing states that are literally decided by 500,000 votes or 250,000 votes, this is all going to be independent saying that we don't like Donald Trump. Now, the reason I say this is not to dance on the grave of former President Donald Trump. It's so that we can have a clearer picture of what it might look like in November when we actually try to analyze the election. So if you look at just the way that independents are talking about it, they say that they basically would find it impossible to vote for him based on what they know about him. That's pretty strong in terms of I don't like the guy.
Right.
And, impossible to vote for you.
Yeah. And every week we're in trial in court somewhere, or that he's in front of the grand jury or the Supreme Court arguing for complete and total immunity if you're the president of the United States. The more people see Donald Trump, the more they remember what they didn't like about him.
Right.
They forget that, yeah, groceries were cheaper and we weren't at war. We weren't sending money and bombs all over the world. But they forget just who he is every day.
So Trump had a 7 percentage point lead over Biden about 6 months ago amongst independents. That has flipped. That's flipped. That's huge. Now, people might be saying, this is just a single poll. What does it matter? Blah, blah, blah. This is the way that it goes across the board with almost every poll when it comes to independents. They are slowly dripping away from Donald Trump. And I think that if he wanted to be tactical about this, he might be trying to appeal to those independents who are a little bit more in the middle. I don't see how he's going to do it, but that's what he's got to do if he wants to win this election.
We've said for the longest time that the former president doesn't seem to be expanding his base or even interested in expanding his base.
No.
And like you said, there's two sides are dug in. My guy, your guy. And the independents, as they have for the last two cycles, are going to swing this election. And if you're alienating, let alone not going after more independents, I don't see a path. I just don't see it. And maybe I'm looking at it through, TDS glasses.
I'd put good money on Biden. I know it's not what people want to hear, but I'd put good money on Biden winning flat out just based on the antics of former President Donald Trump.
Which seemed to be getting weirder and weirder.
If he could shut up for like 6 months and have other people talk about his accomplishments when he was the president, he could probably win. But he can't. He can't get out of his own way.
That's kind of what Biden did, was campaign from the basement.
That's what I'm saying.
It sure worked.
That's what I'm saying. Renton has decided to cancel the traditional 4th of July fireworks show. Not on my watch, Renton.
Good.
Because they're going to do a festival.
A drone light.
With robots.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my mind when we get back right after this.
The Mariners Kids Club is 100% free and a great way to get your kids excited for a lifetime of Mariners baseball. Sign up online and your youngster will receive a Kids Club hat, access to early gate opportunities, discounts, and more. Go to mariners.com/kidsclub to join.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting smart home products. Now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spanish.
RuPaul emerging in space-time and then doing battle with lasers.
Or based.
It's biblical!
That was a good one. Sometimes I don't remember the words that come out of my mouth. Pretty amazing.
That's a gift.
Cringe Bay is a fun segment we like to do every single day. It's a game we like to play where we try to determine if a cultural event is cringe or based. So the city of Renton has announced that they will be shifting their summer entertainment focus in 2024. So there's not going to be any more fireworks for the 4th of July. Little children out there who love America, they love their Uncle Sam, they're going to be sad, weeping in the streets. All the vets out there who fought and served this country, all the people out there that want to celebrate the birth of a nation, you're going to be left out in the cold. Just the sound of drones. Yep. Thousands and thousands of drones.
3 weeks later, too.
Yeah. Lighting up the sky, yeah. Because we can't have fun anymore. Because fun is now dead, which means that America is dead. The 4th of July fireworks show has long been a tradition, but in consideration of environmental impacts, noise concerns for pets and community members, and the additional funds needed to source a barge with the recent upgrades to the North Water Walk, the city decided to direct resources towards events that truly serve Renton residents, like Renton River Days. Renton is admitting that they're giving up on America. They're letting America die. And I won't stand for it, Renton. I simply won't stand for it. I'm boycotting Renton starting today. No more Renton. We're not allowed to go there. Andrew, if you go to Renton, you're fired, just so you know.
I don't think I've ever been to Renton.
Good. You get to keep your job. Don't go to Renton. It's trash. They hate America there. The city also said that they will change. The change aligns with the city's commitment to environmental stewardship, whatever that means. And they hope that the drone show will be providing a captivating experience for all community members. Yeah, drones. Wow. Thanks, Skynet. Way to ruin the 4th of July, man. The 4th of July is, you know what? We should celebrate the 4th of July every day. Is what I'm saying. Why don't we have American flags all over the place? Just everywhere, all of the time. Fireworks on a regular basis. Barbecue 365. The 4th of July is everything that Americans love. Thank you, Andrew, for that. That's what we need right there.
Yeah.
Non-stop 4th of July. 4th of July on Christmas. 4th of July on Easter. It's literally every day. I want to see American flags from South Lake Union all the way up to, where do you live, Spike? Up there.
Edmonds.
There
Edmonds,
you go, up to Edmonds.
City, you bet. And then beyond.
I want to know who the real Americans are and who's a fake American. Right?
Correct, sir.
That's what I want to know.
I salute you.
This is disappointing, man. When I was a kid, the 4th of July was like, it was a big deal because there were fireworks, yep, and there were guys on stilts. Hey, I'm your Uncle Sam. I tax you to death and use that money to kill people overseas. Wow, aren't we so great? That was what America is supposed to be like, right?
Sure.
Eating the flesh of animals that have been horrifically brutalized in factory farming. This is what America's about, you guys. It's about not caring about other things and only caring about
America
us.
America first.
America right. first, right. baby. I'm tired of this trash where we hate the 4th of July so much that we're going to have drones. We're going to have drones. Right?
This is only in Renton, by the way, that they're doing this. You know, cities like Federal Way, Seattle,
mm-hmm,
they're still doing their...
Real American cities. Real American
Real
cities.
Real American towns. You bet they
That's
will.
What I need.
It's a money issue. They can't afford a barge. They've done so much to pump up the new waterfront.
It's America, baby. Take on debt. You know what I'm talking about? You can't afford it. You put that on credit. Put it on credit, Renton. Come on. We love paying money with money. Buying money with
future money. Yeah,
with future money.
With grandkids' money.
Ever go into debt for the 4th of July. Uncle Sam wants you to go into debt, son. Take out
to show
that money.
Your love for America.
If you can't, this is kind of like when a man is expected to spend a certain amount of his yearly salary on an engagement ring.
Mm.
Renton is expected to spend a certain amount of money on the 4th of July. Minimum $10 million. Minimum 10 mil.
It's your anniversary, Renton, with
yeah.
America.
I didn't realize that we were talking about the Soviet states of Renton. Pardon me. I didn't realize, comrade. You're going to have to forgive me. I didn't realize that what they were doing down there, a little bit of a different kind of celebration down in Renton these days.
Rentonia?
Laura, you're laughing. You're laughing at the Soviet states of Renton. Communism spreads, Laura. Are you not familiar with the domino theory? People died over preventing the collapse of Vietnam into communism, and we won. Thank you, Lord.
And where, will those gentlemen be on the 4th of July this year?
Why aren't you guys, don't care about this? Am I surrounded by infiltrators? Am I surrounded by fellow travelers? What's going on here?
I'm busy buying online a homemade fireworks so I can sell them to the citizens of Renton under the table.
You guys don't care. You are not at my level of emotionality with this.
We're never at your level of emotionality with anything, Jack.
But, Laura, this matters. How does this not matter to you?
I care deeply about fireworks.
Okay.
I think it's the one thing where I'm like, I don't really care about your pet. Go out of town. I don't really care about the smoke.
Right.
There's bigger environmental issues.
Sure.
Right.
Can we please just blast off some fireworks?
Right. Andrew?
Right. Drug your
pets. I love
them.
Yeah.
Andrew, absolutely. Fireworks, how do you feel about them? I know you're a very excitable young man.
I'm putting them off right now.
Hey, in the studio. No, that's what I like to see. We're going to get a letter from OSHA for sure, but I don't care.
Definitely from a veteran.
Yeah, for sure. But Andrew, you're a fireworks guy, right?
I love fireworks. Oh, yeah. Can't get enough.
I mean, come on, man. With a little, can you see, right? A little bit of the old, yeah, but give me the one, what's his name? Give me the Cocker version of it. What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Oh, that's a little help from my friends. Joe
right,
Cocker. Did he do a Star Spangled Banner?
He did.
You got to give me Whitney's version. You want to really give it to
him. Yeah, give me something.
Whitney's Super Bowl Star Spangled Banner is by far the only.
Make me
version.
Love my country again, despite the fact that it's being taken over by, you know, corporate oligarchs and the fact that my rights are being whittled away on a daily basis by people who don't care about me, who don't know me, who've never seen me, who don't know my birthday. Give me something to look forward to in this country. The culture is slowly being completely ripped from it as we become more and more fractured over trivial issues like who goes to use what bathroom or who prays to what God. Yeah. Mainline that right into my veins.
Every texter, every comment is in full agreement with you.
Yes.
Full agreement.
I knew it. That's the way that it should be.
Yep.
This is what, honestly, I wake up to this every day at 4 a.m.
You
exactly.
Stopped with the shuffle.
I stopped with the shuffle.
Play the hits.
I wake up to this. I light the sparklers that I have next to my bed, get the Roman candles ready, and I just start having the time of my life.
Every morning.
Every morning is the 4th of July.
You thank your shrine of Trump for another great day in this country.
I put on my Uncle Sam outfit. I go around.
With the hat and all, right?
With the hat and all. And I say, you owe me 20% of your income. Give it to me right now. I need to kill kids overseas. Now is what I say. Now I gotta have money for my expensive drones to kill kids in countries that you can't pronounce. Give me 20% of your income.
Texter says, turning the back on one of America's longest standing traditions, I will no longer be spending my money in Renton.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Renton, there's going to be a price to pay, Renton, for bailing on freedom.
When you bail on freedom, America doesn't look kindly on it.
No, it
Fernando in Seattle is pointing out that you will have one of the best views of the Seattle fireworks show for 4th of July.
I'm going to close my blinds.
Well, your show's so much better. A city show just pales.
Right. I mean, I'm going to have my own fireworks show. I go on down to Cabo, pick me up some real fireworks, and then I go to an open field that hasn't seen any rain in 3 months, and then I start lighting those bad boys off. The fire is just the part of my passion, right?
Wonderful thing.
No stupid questions, 888-973-5476. This is my favorite segment of the day where I never get mad, I never storm out of the studio, and I never scream at anybody because people always ask insightful, meaningful, worthwhile questions. It can be about literally anything. Protests at campuses, what's going on with that? What did I say to the guy who I saw walking around with an umbrella the other day when it was raining over the weekend? I said nothing. I just glared at him. Get out of here.
Tourist.
What's going on in my mind with your creepy umbrella? 888-973-5476. Any question your heart desires, we'll answer it when we get back right after this.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are no stupid questions.
There are only stupid answers.
Ah, yes, finally a question that I can answer without getting mad. But it's too site-specific, so this will be boring radio for literally everybody except for Goose in the 206, who finally wrote a question about something that I care about. If you write a question about yoga, Overwatch, air frying meats, I will give you all kinds of answers about that kind of stuff.
Great.
If it's about politics, I'll just yell at you. So Goose wants to know, says, "Dearest Jack, I am hard stuck gold in Overwatch 2, which is a game that I'm obsessed with. Says, I main support and I'm having a hard time on all my healers dealing with Winston, or Winton as we call him in the community. Do you have any suggestions on what I can do as a support to not have Winston dive and kill me over and over again? Yes, my friend, as a master's in support, I will alleviate the burden of this difficulty." So Winston is a dive tank, which means that you need to play against him as a dive support. So he's got a mobility ability where he jumps into your back line and he uses his electric gun to zap you, right? And then you die and you get very frustrated. So you need to swap to Moira, Baptiste, or Iliari, who has a mobility ability to get away from Winston. That's how you beat Winston. Here's the other thing. Without Winston's bubble, he's basically the weakest tank in the game, so you just have to avoid the bubble, and then when he drops the bubble, time it out. It's only up for 10 seconds, and then as soon as that bubble is gone, it's got an 8-second cooldown, so you can just, you know, rain hellfire, and then you win the game.
Sweet.
There you go. All right. Yay me. Yay Overwatch.
Just save somebody a lot of time and trouble.
Does that make any sense to you, Laura?
I'm thinking we need to get me the girl from Ipanema button that I can hit when I'm not interested in something.
Overwatch is an incredibly complex game. How dare you? This is literally the highest level of how dare
Don't
you,
care.
Laura. How
Deeply
dare you?
Deeply uninterested.
When you talk about Taylor Swift, do I do the thing where I shake my head and I'm bored?
Yeah,
yes,
you did.
But that's besides the point.
Until you listened to 1989.
Okay. All right. Well, we all have obscure things that we're really good at, and mine happens to be a game that's populated by mostly 12 to 18-year-old young men.
The 253 says, "Was that any of that English?"
Yeah.
Which is also how I felt.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I knew you were helping somebody, so I was happy to give the time.
Yeah, I'm helping people. You know? I'm very good at Overwatch, and so I'm happy to spread my years of life wasted into that game.
Someone else is asking us to describe Spike's face while Jack explained that.
Kind of a glazed over, kind of like almost like he was going into a coma or just coming out of a coma. It's kind of difficult to tell. Is Christy Gnome shooting puppies and goats cringe or based? It's pretty cringe. So Christy Gnome released a book about her life, which was ill-advised because in that book she describes an incident 20 years ago in which she had a little dog named Cricket, who was a cute little dog, kind of looked like a Cocker Spaniel,
like a Springer Wild
Springer
or something.
Mix, yeah. Something like that. And
14-month-old.
Working dog, mm-hmm. Who had a bit of a biting habit. Now, when dogs bite like that, they tend to have an anxiety problem, mm-hmm. And this can be solved through this crazy thing. Tell me if you guys have ever heard this. It's called behavioral training. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead and write that down. And you can take your dog to this really rare space. It's called a PetSmart. And there they have these people that are called technicians, and you can sign up for doggy classes where you teach the dog about how not to bite. Now, especially a dog that's only 14 months old,
right.
That's an easy fix. Now, 7, 6, you know, he's 8 years old.
Oh, that's a habit
in the dog.
That's known aware.
But a young juvenile dog like that, that's an easy habit to break.
Dog wasn't a good hunting dog. She took this little 14-month-old out with other hunting dogs.
Right.
And the dog spooked all the birds away.
So what she decided to do was she decided to put a 12-gauge right in that poor little animal's brain. And that woman wants to be the vice president of the United States. And just based on her admission that she decided to shoot a dog rather than, you know, take it to training, tells me that she probably shouldn't be anywhere near politics and is probably a disgusting and loathsome human being in every sense of the word and should probably be removed from polite society, right?
Well, like, and she put in the book because she thought it was a flex. I mean, you know, if you do this on your farm, because you're it's a farm dog. And I don't understand hunting dogs. I don't understand farm dogs. I understand that there are other families who would love to have a dog who is loving and playful.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But she thought that this was, I mean, no, why to include it in your book? Because I do the tough things that have to be done.
So Spike, I grew up on, around horses and,
right.
and ranchers and all those kinds of people. And those guys are, they have a very different relationship with animals than city folk do, right? So as an instance, a bunch of good old boys, I saw them once, they caught a wild hog, a wild boar, and they were decapitating it in front of me while they were preparing it to be make it into pepperoni sticks.
Oh, okay.
It was dead,
okay.
But they have a very different relationship to animals than we do. I think that she misconstrued what it means to live that lifestyle with the way that people perceive that. Because if I went to those good old boys that I know out in Kashawa, California, and I said, hey, would you shoot a hunting dog in the head if it was 14 months old and it spooked a bunch of ducks and maybe had a bit of a biting problem? They would say no. They would say flat out, no. Why would I do that? Why would I waste a perfectly good dog?
Right. That's a piece of equipment, if not loved, at least a piece of equipment.
So, I mean, I think that what it says about Christy Noem is that, so you have to, when people tell you who they are, you have to listen and believe them.
True.
And what she's saying in that textually is that she is okay with eliminating something that is not learning at the standards which she believes it should be best, you know, learning at.
More trouble than it was worth.
Which is deeply sociopathic if you think about it. It's deeply unnerving and deeply dissatisfying. You know, but my buddy Billy, he's got a big old dog named Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy's got behavioral issues because he was traumatized as a little dog, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Rudy's got to be 120 pounds. And he's got the look of death in him sometimes.
Okay.
Billy does everything he can to preserve that dog's life because he knows that, Rudy can't go to the dog park because he gets a little bit too, he gets a little bit too bitey. And when people come over, Rudy's got to wear the muzzle.
Yeah.
But when you meet Rudy, if you're around him for 20 minutes, the muzzle comes off and he's totally fine.
Nice.
He's just got that little anxiety in him.
Yeah.
And he's 9 or 10 years old. So there's ways to make it work, and there's ways to be a coward, and Christy Noem chose to be a sociopathic coward. All right, should we talk about the Biden interview on Stern when we get back? I mean, it's kind of boring. I watched it.
I watched it, too. It's, you know, not a lot boring. There. He kind of said the things he's been saying.
Yeah, we'll talk about it a little bit when we get back. Washington Republicans and Democrats are trying to bridge political divides. This is a piece by Nina Shapiro over at the Seattle Times. How can we do this in a society where people are so rude to each other? Protests have an encampment at the University of Washington. Pretty cringe. Looks like the college protesters took over the Royce Hall down at UCLA.
Oh, wow.
Bad times down there.
And the students at Columbia circled the encampment to keep the police from driving them out, as promised 3 hours ago.
We'll talk about it when we get back right after this.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.